Just continuing with the halachas of the same bracha. So we mentioned yesterday the person, if he mentioned the same talamotor, he needs to go back and correct himself, like we mentioned yesterday. The question always comes up of a person, he's not sure if he said it properly or not. A person, obviously we're supposed to have kavanah in Shmoneh Esrei, we're supposed to focus on what we're saying, but sometimes it happens, a person says the words without realizing what he's saying, and now he's not sure if he said the same talamotor bracha or he said the same bracha. So the halacha says that we assume that up to a period of 30 days that the person said what he's used to saying, and after 30 days we assume that he changes now to say it properly. So the question is, it comes to the halacha of the same talamot to the bracha, the same bracha, when do the 30 days start? Now we start saying the same bracha properly, the first marav of Chol HaMoed. So we should not count from Tes Vav Nisan 30 days. We should count from Yud Zayin Nisan 30 days in regards to the calculation of 30 days. But on the other hand, we didn't say V'sein Talamotiv Racha on Tes Vav or Tes Zayin Nisan either. So the Bir Halacha has this Shaila in Siman Kuf Yudalad, when is the proper time to calculate the time of the 30 days? Now, he brings a Machloikas, and this is an important Machloikas. Is it 30 days or is it 90 Tfilas? The idea is a person gets used to saying something properly over a period of time. Well, the 30 days are 90 tefillahs. Well, they're not really 90 tefillahs because on Shabbos and on Yom Kippur we're not saying the same bracha or the same talamot. We're not saying either of them. So how do we calculate the time? So this is Machloikas Acharonim. The Mishnah Berurah says it's Machloikas Acharonim. Whether it depends on 30 days, according to the Taz, it depends on 30 days, no matter what, even though it's less than 90 tefillahs. And other Acharonim, the Eliyarab, etc., argue that say that it depends on 90 tefillahs. This is both a kula and a chumra. So the 90 tefillahs obviously adds up to more than 30 days. So there, it's a chumra. On the other hand, a person who's davening for the omid regularly, a person who's an awful, he's davening for the omid regularly, he's going to get his 90 tefillahs in less than 30 days. According to the Taz, you'll have 30 days. You have to go with 30 days. That person will have to go with the chumra 30 days still. It's not 30 days yet. On the other hand, he doesn't need 90 tefillahs. So Mishnah Berurah comes out, since it's a machloikis, we go both ways, subit brachas lahakal. And we don't go back. So if he has either 90 tefillahs or 30 days, he does not go back. So Shlomo Zalman asked the question, what does it mean, subit brachas lahakal? Because if you didn't say it properly, you're not Yotzei Shmoneh Esrei. So you say, well, some don't say bracha levatola maybe. Well, it's a bracha levatola. Whatever you do, you have a subit bracha levatola. If you're supposed to go back, you don't go back. You said a bracha levatola going weiter. If you're not supposed to go back and you're back, you said brachos told us about going back. So what are you supposed to do? Which way is considered the sum of brachos lahakol? So he says a bichirish, that a person, even if you said it improperly, a shame tefillah that it has, and a person, it's not called a brachos lebatol if he said that tefillah. He was not yotzei mitzvah tefillah, and he wasn't yotzei mitzvah tefillah. But it's not called a bracha levatola when a person says such a tefillah. It's a bit kiddush that he says to answer this kasha. But that's how the Mishnah Berurah comes out. We always go with whether it's 30 days or 90 tefillahs. Either way, we go to kula and we do not go back. One question which comes up, if a person knows by himself that his nature is that it takes him either longer or shorter to get used to changing. He knows his nature, it takes him 15, 20 days and he's already used to saying the new thing. Or vice versa, it takes him 40 days to get used to changing. What is halacha? So the person say in a situation where a person takes longer than 30 days, he should not go back. We assume we give him the standard halacha of the chachamim, give a suffix, 30 days, you add 30 days have passed, you do not go back. The question is, what about the other way around? Person knows he takes 20 days, it's 23, he's been saying it properly, now he has a suffix. What does he do? Does he go back or not? So this is a machloikas on achranim. The Ikri Hadat says that a person will not go back. It depends on the person himself. He knows what his nature is, and it would depend on the person himself, not on other people. Not on the Chazal giving a standard number for most people. But if you know that you're different, you're different. There are other persons who disagree with that. I just happened to notice today that Shlomo Zalman in his Sefer actually holds not like that, and it's a law of 30 days, and you cannot rely on that. So that situation, the best thing to do is, if a person has this type of situation, if he uses the eights of the Shulchan Aruch to say it 90 times, so then you have the eights of the same 90 times, then we're sure you don't go back. So if a person will follow the eights of the Shulchan Aruch to say it 90 times, earlier on, this way, anytime he has any questions, he can follow the halacha that you do not go back. So a person who knows that he has this issue, the best thing to do the best thing to do when such a person is should try and say, make sure he says it 90 times, not to get involved in any halachic issues. Have a good morning. Have a good Shabbos. Yeah.